Rune was.
Thank God. So can we use your cut there, Rune? Can we use your, can we use that? All right. So welcome to the program. Welcome to the After Disaster. It feels like it's been a couple months.
It always seems, I think this once a week thing all of a sudden now it seems like, could it be it. That we're not on iTunes? That's what's making it seem like it's been a long time.
It's been a long time since the record. You know what? The whole iTunes thing is so goddamn ridiculous. I'm such an old man. I feel so helpless about it. I sit there and like every single day I pray and I go, hopefully Tyler will get this,
I know.
This fixed.
And I say I'll help and I don't do squat.
I'm shaking Mike's keys because obviously he planted them here because he can't get enough. Just can't get enough. What? You just can't get enough. This is what chicks used to do. They used to
get another taste, bro.
They used to plant things in my apartment so they can come back.
I just can't get enough.
I'll play that song for you at my wedding.
See ya.
Good night, Michael. Good night, buddy. Wait, why are you sitting down? This is not good for the show. We've had enough of the pre-show, all right? We don't need this.
I just wanted to say
this. Why
do
you sound so much louder than me and so much better? Why?
I just wanted to say this before I go. Mm-hmm. As I was singing Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode.
Without question, the worst Kevin and Bean bit we ever did was called Depeche a la Mode to give away Depeche Mode tickets. It was hosted by Dave Gahan, in quotes. It was like, and you had to answer questions about ice cream to win Depeche Mode tickets, hence the name Depeche.
That is a terrible idea.
One example of what somebody would have said, what a question about ice cream would have been. Flavors?
This company's slogan is only the purest, was founded in 1920 in Pittsburgh,
Breyers.
Pennsylvania.
Breyers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm making that up, but that would be the type of question. And you win Depeche Mode tickets.
Pittsburgh is known for Heinz ketchup and Clark bars. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming.
See you later.
Thanks, Mike. Who came up with that idea? They should be fired.
I don't know. It was probably a group effort.
A group effort?
You swing it.
Yeah. Good night, my friend. Night, have a good weekend. Coming. Have a good night.
That guy
weekend.
Screwed me over when he tried to commit suicide because that's the night I went to Cedar Sinai and he got to steal my thunder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember Jed the Fish talking about it, and I remember thinking, Jed the Fish, local DJ here, or he was on K-Rock, and I remember thinking, weird, I would have never thought that Jed the Fish would be talking about somebody else killing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Can't believe that he beat him to the punch.
I was going to talk about himself killing himself.
I never thought Jed the Fish would have the opportunity to talk about somebody else.
I rolled into Cedars at the exact same time that Larry Hagman got there for a liver. And
is
then
he
that
a boxer?
Who's Larry Hagman? From Dallas.
From Dallas? He's from the town Dallas? Big cowboy fan?
Probably.
From the TV show Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I haven't seen you in forever, it feels like.
I know.
I've talked to you, Mike.
7 days ago.
I've not talked to Tyler at all. Hi, Ty. How are you, buddy? Somebody asked today on Twitter what you do. They didn't open and honest on Twitter. Did you see that?
Open and honest,
which we'll be playing a little bit later. If you fuck
I get
skull.
Really upset when I hear people say that phrase out in the wild and they don't give it the inflection.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta go with the phones are not working tonight because there's not one.
Well, we haven't given out the number. 1-800-LOUD-191. Give us a call. I got a lot of stuff on my phone that I will go to if we drag.
Okay.
I'm hoping that we don't. I'm hoping that we just fucking power through and don't need my phone. There are some awesome things that I wrote down on my phone. Actually, you know, I'm just going to open up strong here.
Good.
One of my favorite things to do is you may or may not know, because I rarely admit it, but it's to go to the gym. And you have certain bars. Mike, you used to have certain bars where like you'd only drink certain drinks in those bars and nowhere else. Like, you almost, like, get nervous and you don't know what...
There's one bar...
You don't want to get a margarita at an old man bar. You want to go with whiskey or something.
Well, there's
like
a bar
that.
Down the street, and I get a 7 and 7 every time I go in there.
Yeah,
and
that sounds good, actually.
Another bar where I always get an old fashioned. And then every time I'm on a plane, I have no idea why, but that's the only place that I ever drink ginger ale. Ever. I always order
ginger ale
on the plane. I don't get it.
I didn't know they even had it on the planes.
They do. Canada dry.
They do. I like to get some tomato juice on the plane. A little V8 action.
That's gross.
What?
I don't like it.
Or the Bloody Mary mix they have.
Bloody Mary's good, yeah. I don't like V8, but I like Bloody Marys as long as they're very peppery.
This sound has been killing me ever since I sat down in this chair. I'm like, where the fuck? Why is something bubbling in here? Is it? It's my phone. My phone
is
on.
What is that?
It's a fish tank that I have on
one
of my
apps.
You still
doing fish tanks?
Oh, absolutely.
So is that the same one?
So
should have brought that baby to Bahookas.
I have certain podcasts that I listen to in certain situations, and I don't work out that much, thank God. But when I am working out... Oh, it's the After Disaster.
Oh, it's so sad to admit that.
It's very enjoyable, I gotta say. It's something weird, and I like to look around thinking these people have no idea I'm listening to a show that I'm involved in.
I put it on. I sit in the middle of the room on the floor, headphones on, candle.
Do nothing. And the candle?
and a notepad.
It's like a date with yourself.
And I listen to the afters.
I mean, this is like, I mean, this is the podcast equivalent of jerking off to yourself in the mirror, right?
You know what we should do is we should all get together and listen to the show and take notes and try and better the show.
I've done that.
Right? What?
Jerked off in the mirror.
Oh, okay. That's way less offensive than taking notes on the show. Trying to fix it.
I can't imagine sitting in a room with you guys just listening to our show. Like, hold your comments till the end.
Hey, we could never do it around each other. There wouldn't. There's no way. If I said, hey, let's all hop in my car and we're going to listen to the whole goddamn show.
Anderson would punch me every time I said something stupid.
Mm-hmm. I do get really mad when I'm at the gym. It's motivation sometimes. So it's like, oh, that, why would he say that? And then I'll
do you forward.
Extra five.
Do you forward past stuff you remember?
No, I don't manipulate. I got to hear it all. I'm a completist.
I'm finding it more difficult to listen to nowadays, where like 6 months ago.
It's quite an endorsement. Yeah,
no,
it's really
no, but I actually am remembering what we did on the show, and I'm listening to it going, I already remember this.
So you got to listen to the old-ass ones.
Ooh. Yeah, I haven't done that. I've never done that. Like the first 15?
Well, then no wonder you... Oh, I guess.
Zero. Never listened to them.
What? Okay, so here's a few of the things that I want to talk about tonight. One, I'll get back to the whole listening to the show in the gym in a second. Two, I have two great... Hey, look at people calling. I got two great ideas for the show. One of them is real, one of them is fake, but they're both awesome.
We have
awesome
no listeners
ideas.
Tonight, right? If there's only
no,
one
we got
person
a lot of,
calling.
Lot of, I want to talk a little bit more about Daniel Bainview, which we did last week, Brian. Tyler?
I'm
Tyler.
So good.
I'm very excited to talk about that again.
I got a new service that I think would be a very good idea. I think you guys would be on board with me. And, I fucking lost it this week with a phone person. I completely lost it. It's been since I moved. So it's been about 6 months. If you remember last time, I had the earpiece in, and I was moving my furniture while screaming at the guy in India about AT&T.
Yeah.
This one's right there with this one, with that one. I got furious, and I kept begging the guy. I'm like, just say this, and I'll hang up. I'll let you go. Just fucking say this. I'm sorry I cussed. So I'll get to that.
I will not tell you have a very large cock, Mr. Cowan.
I lost it. I lost it, too, this week to very sad and regretful consequences.
That sounds like a band that I would never listen to.
Yeah, it sounds like you lost it while watching your favorite emo band.
I think I lost it.
And there goes the call we had.
I'll go check the phone.
Let me know if I left
Anderson's bad at his job.
Road somewhere.
Oh, Mike, man. I enjoyed your video where you were almost killed by a man in the desert.
Thanks, Tyler.
Are we on video? That guy was very...
What the fuck?
We are? Oh, apparently we're on video.
We are? Shit. Hey, you know what I did? And speaking of that video, by the way, I think I told you already, but I edited out some of the stuff that I thought was mean-spirited. Because in my dumb head, I thought he's going to watch it.
Guy doesn't have the internet.
He does. He's got a little phone and like a wire
you?
Rack. I don't know. He probably wouldn't. The chances are that he ever sees it are almost impossible unless somebody that knows him sees it and tells him.
Yeah, I don't think that guy knows a lot of people. The only person he apparently knows is the guy that runs around in his underwear with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Which I couldn't tell if that's hyperbole or true. I think it's probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
What's going on? What?
Talking about the guy that almost killed Mike. I watched the 10 minutes with Mike video.
Oh, there's a new
long.
One? There's
yeah,
a new one.
It was long.
I'll have to check that out.
It's a new one I shot today, too.
Was the guy a snake? Because I saw that one.
That was scary. It's a snake in this video.
Mike almost died hiking today, I think, based on some tweets I saw.
I shot a new video today because I was going hiking with somebody. 9 a.m. Griffith Park. We were leaving.
That's horrible. You're coming an old man.
She showed up at 10:15.
She?
Yeah.
Mm. I bet he wouldn't go hiking at 9 a.m. with a
Wait,
he.
Who scheduled the 9 a.m.?
She did.
Okay.
So I got up very early. Mm-hmm. I was at Griffith Park at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. First, I stopped to use the men's room. There was a guy with no leg walking in there, and I got back in my car and found another men's room. For starters, swear to God, true story, because he seemed to go in there when he saw me pull up. So,
you think the one-legged man was into you?
No, I think he was going to try to hit me up for... I think he was going to kick me with the good leg. He's going to stand on his hands. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen, but I got scared of him. So I'm at Griffith Park hanging out, and I am caked in sunscreen, like three or four coats.
It's too much
sunscreen.
It's too much.
I've got that powder coated.
I've got that Glide ball lubricant stuff that runners wear.
That's nice.
I'm all juiced up. I got my running shoes on.
Well, I should say new callers only, please. 1-800 loud 191.
I'm ready to go on this very, very
people that have never heard the show before only.
Very long hike. Very long, very strenuous hike. Maybe the longest hike I've ever done in my entire life. And the person I was going with shows up, shorts, tank top, sandals, no sunscreen, and we did it.
What?
We did the hike.
You banged?
And no. We did the hike. It was the most strenuous hike I've ever done in my entire life. I felt like I had the flu afterwards. I thought I was going to vomit.
And they were in sandals.
And she was wearing sandals.
And she was fine because 15-year-olds don't get tired.
And by the way, she was an hour and 15 minutes late. And guess what? Mm. I wasn't mad.
That means she was attractive.
She
must
have been very attractive.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say her name, but Lauren Dowd. Very late.
It occurred to me after the show last week that we didn't get back to her very interesting story about
Hunter Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson and his wife and how they hang out, which upset me. Still upsets me. I wish.
Well, we talked about it after the show, so we're all fine.
Yeah,
the
I heard you guys. I was working on something, so I didn't really hear it. But it was very interesting what she was saying. Bits and pieces I was picking up. Back to the gym.
Okay. Let's go.
I'm sure the show has upset people at times.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I don't know what that was.
That was an upsetting moment.
I'm sure that we've offended some people. But I feel pretty confident when I say that no one's been as upset as this person was at the gym. And it was because of the show, but it was so goddamn indirect.
Wait, this person, meaning you?
No, I'm not upset at the gym.
Okay.
I upset someone at the gym because of the after disaster. Because
you were laughing?
Well, listen, okay, so I don't know about you guys, but when I walk into a place, and the gym's a big, big place, sprawling, like 6,000 square feet, tons of people, I usually take an assessment, and it's like, I don't even realize I'm doing it, but...
Dudes, chicks, and you go that way?
Probably, something like that, yeah. But it doesn't, you know, affect where I'm going to go.
Fuck him, not him.
I got a quick...
If I had to.
Do a quick scan of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice that there's a girl in there, not that she'll ever hear this, but she... There's people in the world that are more attractive than her.
Right now, okay. Some chick's like...
She's heavy.
That heavy chicks that went to the gym today are freaking out that listen
her,
to this.
Her hair was up, and so you can see the sides of her head, which were shaved into a buzz.
Okay.
So that she could carve the words, you know how like you mm-hmm. shave words into your head? Crew, with a K.
Now, what's this, is that like crew. Some sort of a rap thing, or is that actually...
And I remember thinking, it was like a layered thought, like I was thinking about what the... part of the gym I had to go to, and then I was also thinking, I wonder if she's just all pumped up about the Olympics and she wants to do crew.
Yeah, but wouldn't she spell it properly then?
But maybe that's the name of her crew team. I don't know.
Mm. By the way, Mike, is that some sort of rap thing? You've never been whiter than that.
Yeah, that was pretty. Right, she was white, by the way.
Like one of those rap things.
That was embarrassing the minute it came out of my mouth.
She's the type of girl you'd expect to see like in a hostel in Venice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. So I noticed her when I first walked in. Flash forward.
And her dad was probably pretty hostile, too.
15 minutes. That was bad. That was a bad joke. 15 minutes.
That was a bad joke.
Goodbye, Rune.
See you, Rune. Thank you.
Is the video still on?
I don't know.
That's classic fucking Rune, by the way. Oh, I'm just going to shoot video. I'm not going to tell them at all. I won't let them know. We have no idea.
Vintage Rune.
That's almost from 11 months ago.
That's Rune paying homage to himself.
Goddamn, Rune. So.
Homage or homage?
15. I like to say homage.
About 15 minutes or so later, I walk in. I got a bear. Rare.
Ah, look
at
that.
You got a bear back? You got a raw dog on your microphone?
My lips keep touching this thing. I can't stand it.
Oh, gross.
Got a raw dog. So I took that muff off the mic. All right, so I'm listening to the episode where you got high. I think it was the second one where you got high.
Yeah.
But it was the more recent one that you got high. So it's probably from like a couple months ago. And you had just told the joke about the Jewish man buying two elephants.
Yeah, kind of.
Do you remember that joke?
I don't remember the joke, but yeah.
And the joke had no punchline second time around.
I don't remember the joke, but I know where it was going.
That was the pipes. That was your pipes.
It was like, yeah, I remember it, but I couldn't tell it again right now.
So it involved a Jewish man not wanting to buy an elephant, and then at the end, the guy that was trying to sell him the elephants offered him two, mm-hmm. and he said, I'll take it. Something along those lines. There was no punchline. It made no sense.
That was the punchline.
And then there was just silence, and then Mike chimed in with, I wish I didn't tell that joke. And it was so funny. Your timing was so funny. The way you said it was just hilarious. So an audible chuckle. Like, I was listening, I guess, so intently or in my own world. Cause, you know, who likes
And she
gym?
Thought you were laughing at her?
I sensed like some kind of anger around me. And then I realized that I'm staring right at this woman. But I didn't even realize I was staring at her. You know, I was like thinking. And I realized, oh my God, it's a crew girl. And I'm staring at her. She's like 3 feet in front of me. And she's giving me a look like I had just tried to touch her. Like one of these... Like a victim, look, for sure. Like, one eyebrow up, like, what? And then I point to my earpiece. I'm like, oh, no, I'm listening to something. Her look gets worse. And I'm like, I'm listening to something that was funny. I'm sorry. She walks away from the machine, while looking back over her shoulder at me, and then she continues to walk. And I, for a minute, like, I got scared. Like, I thought that she was going to go tell the manager, like, this guy just fucking tried to touch. It was really uncomfortable and hilarious that she was that. First of all.
Maybe she, you know what?
First of all.
She may have done something embarrassing and thought you were laughing at her.
I think the coincidence level is way too high if that were the case. But if you're that insecure, don't put your hair like that up in a fucking bun and then carve crew in it. Yeah. And then if anyone looks at you, you assume they're laughing at you, all right? Fucking victim.
Yeah.
Victim by choice. I hate that.
I already hate her.
So, yeah. And then I've seen her twice since then. Now I kind of want to come on to her.
You should. Let's have her on the show.
I'm going to try and correct it by having a relationship with her, a short-lived relationship with her.
Let's get somebody to pull their hair up and carve after disaster in their head.
Oh,
AD crew.
Take pictures. Spell it with a C, please, though.
All right, listener challenge. Someone get after disaster carved into their head. Send us pictures. We'll send you.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. Sorry. Yeah, you should.
We haven't sent the things off to our heroes in Iraq and Afghanistan, so we're probably not going to send something to someone who carves after disaster into their
hair. I want to get something off my chest real fast.
Oh, Jesus. Lauren Dowd's under your shirt?
Ex-girlfriend Rebecca. Ex-girlfriend Rebecca came out because she was going through some shit in Albuquerque. Came out to visit. Not just me, but her friends.
I'm like, I thought he was saying came out of the closet. And I'm like, you've been saying she's a lesbian for years. Yeah. Bad
times
for her.
She comes out. She doesn't have a lot of money. So she's like, I need to stay with you Friday and Sunday night. I'm like, no problem. And then we're going to Disneyland on Monday. Mm-hmm. Very inconvenient for me, all of this.
What? These are all things you do.
I don't like commitments. I don't like to share my time with people. Very inconvenient. Mm-hmm. So Friday night,
you went on a hike with Lauren Dowd this morning?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
3 hours.
That's weird.
Listeners, listen to this program. That could be you too.
From listener to hiker.
So Friday night starts off kind of rough because she insists that I go to dinner with her and her friends from high school. I didn't want to go. I had work to do. She insisted on it. I went, and I sat there while they reminisced. Oh. So Saturday she did something else, or Sunday she did something else. Monday morning, we're going to go to Disneyland. I'm setting this up to point to one
please,
thing.
Please, make it go somewhere.
We're going to go to Disneyland. I realized the minute we got there, you know those things about an ex that annoy the fuck out of you?
Those things what?
They never go away. The little idiosyncrasies about an ex that bugged the hell out of you when you had a relationship 20 years ago, they never go away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're always there. So it's immediately irritating. And starting with her, I want to take a nap first, to me saying, we have to go right now. No, I want to take a nap. And then it's all the way there. I paid $45 extra to go to California Adventure. She gets inside and goes, I don't want to be here. And I go, well, we paid. Let's go inside. No, I just want to go to Disney. It was like that the whole day.
Sounds awesome.
You know, I'm going to get a headache if I don't eat right now, 1 minute till I eat. And it was just a long, long day. It was very stressful. We get home.
Tyler.
My neighbor starts doing his treadmill.
He stomps.
I get up. I kick the wall like 5 times.
Wow. He's a man when there's a woman.
And then I tell her, I go,
normally you just lay in the bed and cry,
right? No, no, no. I totally do. In fact, here's a scar on the bottom of my foot where I missed about a month ago and kicked a box instead.
There's a cut on his foot.
It wasn't a cut. It's a chunk of meat came out.
No, that's there's no need to hear that.
So I start flipping out because now it's 5:30 in the morning. I haven't slept because I can't sleep when someone's laying next to me.
So she's in your bed.
Yeah.
Was she expecting a little?
No, definitely not. Definitely, definitely not.
A little
not.
Bit of the old.
So I don't like people spending the night for one. I'm very agitated by this entire thing. I have work to do. It's more important than me going to Disneyland. Yeah. So. So. I like that part. That's very sexy. Very sexy.
That's right before the passionate kissing.
So I finally flip. I lose my mind. And I was very inappropriate. I went in the bathroom. I closed the door. And I screamed as loud as I can. You fucking cocksucker. Motherfucking piece of shit. Motherfucking asshole. I hope you die. I went. I lost my shit. And then I kicked the wall probably 30 times as hard as I could.
Your neighbor next to you or above you?
Hey, no. Let me tell you about the neighbor next to me. Definitely. She didn't enjoy it. I come back in, and Rebecca goes, I don't know what you just did right there, but I'm leaving, and I don't want to ever speak to you again.
Wow.
And I went, are you serious? And she goes, oh, I'm dead serious. I don't ever want to hear from you again. I don't ever want to speak to you again, and I'm going to go get a hotel room for the next 3 hours and get some sleep, and then I'm going to go to the airport and get on a plane, and I'm leaving, and I don't want you to contact me.
She knows she can
me.
Sleep at the airport, right?
So
and then you guys embraced.
No, she left.
And then you guys embraced.
She left. And then she sent me an email saying I'd like the $112 that it cost me to switch my flight. I like it to send me a money order only.
Wow, she's an angry lady. Is she always like that? Was she always that bad?
Wait, she's mad because you screamed at your neighbor?
Yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong about that part of it. But she
didn't like,
she's very selfish about the, you know, because part of it was that I dared wake her up.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it was like, how dare you wake
me up?
I'm
going to sound
sleep.
Like a male chauvinistic pig, but I think that maybe she was kind of having a hormonal issue. It sounds
maybe.
Like, or maybe she's just become a crazy person. Or maybe she was offended you didn't touch her.
But
it
I
sounds
felt
like
terrible.
She was suffering from estrogen.
I felt terrible. Hey, oh my God.
Overload. Was it more,
guys,
more estrogen or less?
What it wasn't that? Lauren Dowd, but a young girl goes, "You say warm funny."
Oh, yeah.
And I went, "No way. Why would you say that?" And she's like, "You say warm."
Wait,
I like that you had to clarify that the young girl wasn't Lauren Dowd.
Yeah, why do you got to say it wasn't this young girl? It was a different young girl.
I have a harem of young
why?
Girls.
So I thought why, Michael? Gonna,
I thought if I said some girl, some little girl said, "You say warm funny," you'd immediately
Rasputin.
Jump to that one.
Should we just start calling you Rasputin?
What
yeah.
does that mean? What's Rasputin? I've heard
you,
the word, but
you put spells over young,
young
girls.
Young lady, come to my room.
Like
young you can touch my beard.
All right.
He had a beard.
All right.
What?
That was a terrible
you
story.
Need to read about Rasputin, Mike.
I don't like girls that
so
act
wait,
like that.
So what happened with your neighbor who you were screaming cocksucker
I
motherfucker?
I put, Rebecca said, there's no way you didn't wake up every person on your floor.
I bet it was pretty
loud.
Scary though to see that.
It was.
Angry,
it was a
mic.
No. It was very inappropriate, and I was like,
I imagine the mic was standing in the bathroom like this.
I was screaming as loud as
like
I
what?
Can,
covered in like tattoos what? Like in Eastern Promises.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was ugly and it
I
was
don't
horrible.
Picture that at all.
And then after she left, I
with
went
a
outside.
Soft little fleshy ass.
I went for like an hour long walk from about 5:30 till 6:30 in the morning. But I came back. I felt so fucking horrible. I put a very apologetic note on my neighbor's door. About how I will be more convenient more considerate from now on, and I very much apologize for waking up at 4:30 with my outburst,
mm-hmm.
blah blah blah. And then she sent me a note back that said, "No problems whatsoever. I fully understand what it's like, and I have a neighbor like that too. And there's well, no problem. I have no problem
because you guys
with
share the upstairs neighbor.
No.
All right.
She the guy next to her is a worse guy than my guy.
She, you know what? She just probably chalks it up to I live next to an alcoholic. He's just binge drinking and.
Shut up, little man.
Yeah. Right?
No, I don't think so.
I would have, if I went off the deep end, and I have, I would just deny. I would never be able to own that, I don't think.
Yeah.
It took balls to write a letter.
Guess what I took shipment of today?
What? What'd you just say?
Guess what I took shipment of today?
I don't know what that
would you shit in today?
Shipment.
You
guess what
shipment?
I got from Amazon today?
Mugs?
Another subwoofer. Yeah, swear to God.
Dude, you're a sick man. Just move. Just take the hit and move. How about that?
I'm going to move as soon as possible.
I looked into the mugs, guys. You guys into this? Because I'll buy them.
I'm
I'll buy them. All right, we're in.
I think t-shirts are better than mugs.
Oh, they are, but we're going to do a little testing with the mugs. And the mugs are going to be more fun.
Should we just get like six of them?
I was thinking we'd test with four. Because
then we have two each when they don't sell.
I said we get like 600.
I was trying to think of a really, really awesome way of doing it.
3,000, I can get us a better deal.
We paint them live.
Guys,
them
they're
going
to be $1 each if we order from 1 to 2,000. Or if we do order 2,500.
We could give them away to homeless shelters. All these homeless
yeah,
people
having coffee,
go to Skid Row,
ceramic
all
mugs.
Got after disaster. Oh,
that would
mugs.
Be awesome.
Listen, a hand painted one so they would look
if we had the money, like if we were all independently wealthy and didn't need any
we're
money,
not?
Wouldn't it be great to give all the homeless people after disaster sleeping bags
mm-hmm.
and tents?
Mm-hmm.
Just hand them out.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Why don't
why don't we do that? Why don't we
because
give one homeless
no one
guy
looks
and ask
at
him
homeless
to take
people.
Why don't we
yeah,
give one
do.
Homeless guy an after disaster jacket and tell him to try to sleep in a prominent place?
They should, like Bank of America should do a campaign where like this could be you if you don't invest with us, and like have shirts made up and just homeless people
hey,
wear the
let's
shirts.
Let's drive around and find homeless people begging on off ramps and we'll give them little MP3 players with the after disaster.
Tyler, that's a terrible idea.
Why? We'll become like the kings of Skid Row. Like,
we're
we'll
gonna
be
do
untouchable
the mugs.
We'll
here's my idea with
there.
The mugs though, is and I
they'll
think
be like part way.
Way above and beyond. But we could like number
here come
the mugs.
The guys that made fun of us in episode 30
we're gonna,
whatever it was.
We're gonna paint them live, right? And then okay. we'll put them up on eBay so that they auction off exactly a week later while we're doing the show live and we can do a whole
I gotta go with that painting them live sounds like a pretty boring.
Oh, we're
video.
Definitely painting them live.
While we're talking?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good then. I thought you meant
wait a minute,
like.
You just said it was awful.
I thought you said
now
no.
It's good.
I thought you meant like no audio.
Tyler, you stop that!
Camera on us.
Jesus Christ.
I filled up the lines by playing that.
Good job. Not at all.
There was three calls. Oh, wait. Two just dropped off.
Yeah. Because of the goddamn ringing. No, we're going to be able to paint. It's not going to be a problem.
Okay,
all right, listen.
We're the only show that thinks that if we play a phone ringing, it will make
no,
people
you
call.
You're
that.
The only person.
You think that.
Not the only show. Tyler, stop playing that.
I never thought it.
It's making the listeners we have stop. All right.
It reminds me of Once Upon a Time in America. The beginning is got that phone ring that goes on for minutes.
All right, you guys want to hear my question?
Is that Feifel Goes West?
Jillian listened to last week's episode, and she was very upset with me. for not bringing this up while you're doing the Daniel Bainview and your impersonation.
What?
Right after we saw the movie, which was long before last week when you were doing your Daniel Bainview, I came out of the movie, and obviously you can't – once you see Dark Knight, you can't stop doing his voice, at least for a minute, if you have any more.
Dark Knight or Bane?
The Dark Knight Rises, Bane. And I was doing it on the way home. I was doing Bane poorly. And Jillian's like, why is he Daniel Plainview? I'm like, oh, my God. And I totally forgot. And then I'm like, he should be called Baneview.
Oh, you said that?
I said that, you asshole.
No, I said it. And then you were saying all this stuff. And Jillian was like, listen. And she's like, why is he not chiming in?
Wait, you said Baneview to her?
Yeah. And I was saying, okay. And I was talking just like Bane, but it sounded like Baneview, apparently, or Plainview. All that happened. And then it happened again here on the show.
And you didn't recognize that?
And I didn't recognize
it. I like that you called him Baneview. I mean, I like that you said...
I came up with that.
And oil means jobs, and jobs means schools, and schools means we can kill the Batman.
All right, all that's true except for the Baneview. I didn't say Baneview. But I was sounding just like Plainview, and she was calling me out. She was like, why is he Daniel Plainview? And then I said a few lines as Daniel Plainview, but yeah, okay. But I don't know why I didn't think of it.
I don't know either.
Hey, crew bitch, if you're listening, why were you running away from me?
Crew bitch, line five.
Like, I think that's the closest to a rapist I've ever felt. Like, she really was giving me the eyes like...
A rapist.
Yeah, like I just violated her. It was uncomfortable.
I've had that same exact feeling.
I hated it.
Yeah.
But then I couldn't stop laughing, and I could not wait to talk to you guys about it.
I had a girl that worked at the Improv...
I don't know why I put all that emphasis on it. Could not wait to talk to you guys about it.
I had someone at the Improv that I kind of had a crush on go to the manager and go, Mike Cronin makes me very uncomfortable.
And
what was his name?
They came to me and told me that you make her uncomfortable. Don't stand around her.
Threatened that she's going to turn us into the child labor law because we're paying her.
Her saying that I made her uncomfortable made me very uncomfortable.
It was a reach.
No.
And it was the same feeling you had.
Really uncomfortable. I don't like it. I did not like it. And then I got angry at her. That's a weird thing. It's like victims get... Tyler, that adds nothing!
Any kind of uncomfortability, I don't like.
Zero.
A rapist.
Why are you max headrooming him? Stop it. Stop it. It doesn't add anything, does it, Mike?
It sounds pretty awesome.
A rapist.
You guys want to hear the fake show version?
Yes.
Fake show idea?
Yeah.
Or the real one. These are both pretty sweet. You're going to be jealous of this one, Tai-Tai. All right, okay. Here we go.
I'm prepared to be jealous. That's good.
We're going to have to rename the show.
It's a visual one, folks.
Shut up. We're going to have to rename the show for this one.
This show?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to call it The Deadliest Cast.
What's the point?
It's The Deadliest Cast. A lot like The Deadliest Catch, but it's called The Deadliest Cast.
Is that it? That's the end?
No. There's a hook for sure. Tyler.
I get it, a hook.
Yeah, you get that? One random listener is hunted down and killed.
What?
Not bad.
Does that even, during the episode, we hunt?
No, afterwards. We get all the IP addresses, and then we kill one person.
You know what it does? It gives us a topic for next week.
And then we talk about it next week.
Next
it was
week.
Weird when he begged for his life.
And then we announce, and so people are afraid to listen to the show, too, right? People don't, they're like,
there's a
podcast out there, and if you listen,
you could get killed.
Yeah.
But how do we find the listeners?
Well, we'll leave that to Tyler. He's the technical one. But listen.
All right. You got a big chore ahead of you,
the
Tyler.
The people that still, and you know there are some listeners that would still listen. I'd be in the gym probably still listening to myself. But listen, here's the whole scheme.
Crew bitch after people.
She's like our pit bull.
Unleash the crew bitch.
She puts her hair up. That's how you know she's about to attack.
Like she comes into your house and you have no idea. Like you see her in public and then she just reaches back with her hair and she pulls her hair back up. And you see that the crew gets her hair.
You see it in the mirror. You see it in the mirror backwards, but you don't know you don't know what it says backwards.
It's like a graphic novel I'm seeing right now.
Why does her head say work?
Sweet crew. Because it's backwards.
Crew, listen, bitch.
So, and then the people that still listen, and there are a few of you out there that would still listen. I'm included. I would. It'd be worth it to you, right? And then you realize how much you like the show. And then we let everyone know that it was just a big hoax and we don't really kill people. And everyone will come flocking. They're like, oh, we can listen.
No.
You
know, about this?
No. We tell people that they have to kill someone. A listener must die before midnight or we'll come kill one.
No one's going to die.
No. See. So no then they do the killing for us.
No, but we're not going to kill anyone. See?
How about?
It's like.
No, but we're actually going to do
it. It's like cigarettes kill you. And then all of a sudden, like, the government comes out and says, 60 years of lies. They're good for you. Everyone will come in. You know what I mean?
How about we tell them
flocking?
I think we all flock to cigarettes if all of a sudden they
would.
Good.
And ironically, I would quit.
Everything can smell like shit again, folks.
Hey, cigarettes smell awesome.
Hey, How about this? We tell the listeners every week
one of them
how to protect themselves from that week's choice of death. Like if you wear like a...
Ooh, each week has a different theme.
That's what I mean. If you wear wristbands that were, you know, made out of the bulletproof material.
Hey, this week, stay away from zoos.
No, but I mean, like if we tell people
wear turtlenecks that
are bulletproof, and then we come up with a knife and cut their throat and it doesn't work, we're like, congratulations, you listened last week.
Shouldn't it be knife-proof?
Yeah, you're right.
They would have stopped the bullet, but the knife went straight through. All right, so that's the good idea. What's the fake idea?
That was the fake idea.
Oh.
All right.
You guys upset? We're not going to be killing. The Deadliest Cast. Come on. It's good shit. All right, here's one.
I think we can come up with a better name.
Here's one. We're going to need Scott by Scott to help us out with this one. And I think that he could probably do it, possibly do it. All right. You think you can put polls up on the website here? Go to theafterdisaster.com, by the way.
I got a poll up right now.
You think you can put polls?
Talking about dicks.
Polls? All right. Here's why. And
You're asking a guy that can't even find us a fucking host?
I know.
Talking about dick.
Tyler, you're the worst.
Yep.
We'll pay someone
talking
else to
dick.
Figure out how to get us on.
No, I got it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I hear every week. I'm
a busy man.
I'll get the mugs.
I'm a busy businessman.
Here's what we need to do regardless.
I wear pants to work now.
We'll quit and come back to the real show.
Each of us comes in here every week with a random fact. Just a random fact. Okay. It could be a heads up on something interesting. It could be an actual report of something that happened.
Random fact about our life.
It could be a random fact about our life, if you like, Tyler. It could be a piece of history that, you know, maybe was forgotten. Each of us comes in with something.
I peed five times on April 9th.
Can I start it right now?
No!
Sure.
You can if you want, but I mean,
Guantanamo Bay, the most popular.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
See, that
was Harry Potter, and now it's the French. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I was saying today I would pay to watch Guantanamo prisoners watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
But before that, it was Harry Potter.
Kind of dumb to say that.
Why so they that lost dumb? Interest in Harry Potter and moved over to Will Smith.
Did like Harry Potter, whatever production company put that out, make a deal with Guantanamo?
Oh yeah, that's a big promotional device. Horrible terrorist prisoners are jerking off to our books.
I got an idea for a TV show. It's like kind of like Workaholics style, but it's set in Guantanamo. It's called Guantanamo Bros.
Right? Not bad. Much better.
Guantanamo Bros.
Not bad, I'd say. It's kind of okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's the wacky security guy.
There is a movie called Four Lions, and it's all about terrorists, and actually you kind of like them. It's very odd. It's a comedy about terrorists, like actual terrorists who want to blow themselves up. And it's a wacky comedy. It's crazy.
What? There's the one guy there who's like, I just thought this was a group to blow yourself. Where's the exit?
And they're like young. They're like younger kids, too. They're like hip. It's weird. It's a weird movie. Four Lions.
None of them are funny, but there's a lot of comedy terrorists.
All right, so I know that this isn't
like Jeff Dunham's got that guy that's a comedy terrorist.
I thought you were saying that Jeff Dunham's a comedy terrorist.
No, but he's got that guy, that dude.
My mom loves him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough one. That's a
Abed's
tough call.
Yeah, really funny, whatever his name is.
Sad when dementia sets in, isn't it?
Wow, that's mean. My mom doesn't have dementia. How dare you, Tyler?
Said she laughs.
Her mom listens. Her friend Jeannie listens to this.
Hi, Jeannie. I know, we're going to go to a podcast.
Jeannie, I'm going to send you an email. I keep meaning to do that. God damn it. That was on my to-do list. I'm so goddamn busy with the wedding shit, guys. Holy shit. It's starting to hit the fan.
It's coming up sooner than I thought.
It's coming up. It's like 2 months
from
now. Hey,
it's coming up.
Pabby, you going to the...
I emailed them.
Listen,
I have not got fit for a tux yet,
though. Random facts. You should do that. Even Max did that, you fuck. Max, probably the flakiest guy in the world. The night that I broke my back, he was with me. Oh, I love you, Max, but you're pretty flaky. The night I broke my back, he was with me. New Year's Eve, 2005. 2002. Is that right? I don't know. 2000. No. What the fuck?
I don't know. Get the date right before you tell the story, though.
Holy shit. 1995.
And it was actually, he stubbed his toe. He didn't break his back.
New Year's Eve, fell off the roof, and I bounced off balconies on the way down. Landed. It was like 3 in the morning, so I was laying down there for a long time. But Max came, and he found me because, you know, we were partying together at the hotel, and his girlfriend was with him. And he comes down the stairs, and he's like, dude, are you all right? And I'm like, no, I'm kind of fucked up, I think. I thought I was dead for the last 10 minutes. I really did think I was dead.
Yeah.
I really thought I was dead. And he's like, dude, flip over. Let me check you out. And he hops on my back, and he's like, puts his hands on my back. And he's like, I used to be a lifeguard, dude. You're fine. You're fine. And he helps me with my feet upstairs and puts me in, like, the softest bed I've ever been in.
But how did you walk with a broken back?
Not well. Not well. And then they put me in a car. It was broken in three places, too, Tyler. Shards of bone in between my lung and hearts.
You were a W?
Lung and hearts.
I like that. I imagine he got hurt in, like, a Looney Tunes.
My sternum was broken. Every time I took a breath, it snapped. Oh, it was awful. Sternum broken right in half. But listen, that guy got fitted for his tux.
Wait, do you get scared when you're on balconies now?
I don't do them anymore. I used to always be on balconies as an idiot. I was always like wandering on balconies.
My balcony days are behind me.
Totally. Listen,
No, I'm not even going to talk about my sauna days.
We each come up with a fun and interesting idea. We go to it at one time or another in the show, and then there's a poll, and people get to vote. The listener gets to vote on which story they enjoyed most.
I don't dislike it, but I do think it sounds a little odd. It's desperate.
Desperate?
Yeah, like we're so desperately trying to keep people listening that
we're so desperate to click on our polls.
We want interaction. We want a little direction.
We want some skinter action.
And you know what? It's not the most original idea. I mean, I think that like Heidi Frosty and Frank had something similar to that. But either way, it'll give
something.
They had
the Who's Going to Hell thing, and people called in and voted on their stories about Who's Going to Hell.
Did I mention
I almost threw
up after that hike
today? Don't say no,
because
yes, they absolutely did that.
They didn't do that. You threw up today?
Almost.
While hiking with...
Almost.
Yes, we talked about this at length.
Yeah, I feel like we started the show with that. Yeah, I feel like we did.
Mike is losing it.
All right, people are into the mugs. The mugs are going to be tight, and then we'll get some goddamn shirts because, you know, the guy that's designing them is
all right, I'm going to make this commitment right now. How many mugs do you think we want?
70,000.
Seriously, six? You want to start with six?
What do you mean six?
I already bought them. They're on their way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I'll buy them tomorrow and have them sent here.
I still got to get the paint, though.
How many did you get?
Got to get the paint. I don't want to talk about how many I got.
How much were they?
We don't want to talk about that. We'll talk all that off air. But I got them. They're coming.
Are they made of lead from China?
They're all Chinese. You cannot use them for anything except for keeping change in, possibly. And even that change could be damaged.
It's an oatmeal bowl, but you can't put anything in it. It says oatmeal on the outside.
Do our listeners drink coffee? Do you guys?
I don't know.
I don't think most of them are old enough to buy coffee.
We got to make some fucking money on this goddamn thing, right?
You're being facetious about that. You can't put coffee in them, right?
No, you can put coffee in them.
You just can't drink the coffee.
Just don't get it near
your
lips.
You can put stuff in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, what we're saying, everyone, is we're going to put a donate button.
Because if you...
By buying the mug, it's just essentially donating to the podcast.
What's great is we'll actually never even send you the mug.
Well there's not going to be any mug.
We're going to do it.
We'll put it on. We'll do a video next week, and we'll just be painting the air. we'll be miming paint.
I'm sort of intimidated by this.
Why? Because if only three people buy them?
No. Like, what if I spend way too much time on one mug and the next mug just has some artistic interpretation of some bullshit?
I think we should put them up for bid.
Well, that's what I was trying to say earlier in the show is we got to put them up on eBay. Each individual one will go up on eBay, and then exactly a week later, the next time we're live is when the time will be going up staggered, like every 10 minutes or 5 minutes.
A good idea.
Like mug number two is up now.
This is a good idea.
But, well, then we need to paint them sooner than this.
I decided I didn't like that idea.
No, that's a great idea.
I didn't like it because I don't want people getting bidding wars over something stupid, like someone stealing their parents'
absolutely.
Credit card. And then here's my bigger fear, though: it sells for like $12. What's the minimum bid going to be?
$50.
And here's what I'll write the, and then I'll pass it to you. It'll be like a factory, and you'll write after, and then. We'll get it to Tyler, and he'll write the disaster.
Oh, I thought we were going to decorate
them. No, we each do our own. They're our signature mugs.
No,
why don't we just sign them, then?
Something. We're each going to do something on
why
them.
Why don't we just sign them, then?
Because that's gay.
We could just use Sharpies.
No, we're not going to sign them.
No,
we're going to paint them.
Why don't we get mugs made that say, the after disaster professionally
no,
done.
No,
and then
no,
we sign
no,
them.
No,
you're missing the point.
We sign them.
No, people want unique bullshit.
How about we write personal notes?
We want the listener to have their own after disaster mug and have like their parents or their friends say, oh, do you have a little nephew or somebody?
This is the only show that takes 10 minutes to talk about their merchandise. Not even
a little nephew. That's so true. You have a nephew or somebody who made that for you? That's so sweet. Because it's going to look
awful. No, this is three grown men.
Three adults.
Who talk about bullshit at 1 in the morning.
And then, you know what? Okay. It's going to be a genius idea.
I like the auction idea.
Hey, early after that. Sorry, what's up?
I say some of the really good ones. We set those aside for the auction. The other ones will just be like, we'll send out.
Yeah, way to sell it.
Hey, guys.
I say the broken ones that are definitely poisonous. We unload those babies.
Good.
Keep
how are you?
The good ones. Tyler, no music?
All right.
What music should I play?
Wasn't that Marcus?
That wasn't Marcus.
Dude, there has been plenty of less sounding Marcus people than that. And you, no, Mike left his wallet.
Armies of Marcus.
Oh, let's go through it.
All right, going through.
Let's play. How much money is in Mike's wallet?
I feel kind of bad.
Wait, where are you going?
Why would he leave his wallet here?
Wait, where's Anderson going?
I don't know.
Oh, he's got to change the buttons because he's bad at his job.
Is your job exhausting you?
Not exhausting, but it's a little mentally taxing at times, but it's good. It's fun. It's the high-paced world of social media.
Yeah, but when you get home, are you exhausted?
Yeah, but the difference is I'm exhausted at 7 at night, and instead I get to hang out instead of 3 in the morning. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. The mornings suck, but, you know, whatever. What are you gonna do?
What time do you have to be in?
9.
All right, that's hideous.
Hey, let's call Mike real quick and tell him that he lost his wallet. Okay. Like we called Drew last time that he left his wallet.
Oh, my God!
And then we'll go to the phones.
Bring it to Tui!
I just find it so odd that people will leave their wallets lying around like that and not notice when they split.
You know what? He's very lucky that the mugs aren't up for auction yet, because Mike would be buying a very expensive mug.
Oh, you know what we could do? We could just glue his wallet onto a mug.
Yes, we could do that.
We could just glue the entire
wallet.
One-of-a-kind
mug with wallet glued to it.
Will you turn it down, please?
We could take his credit cards out and glue them to the side of a mug.
All right.
That might get some money.
Let's see how Mike really, old Mike is.
How much you want to bet he says.
Nah, don't look through it. That's rude.
He's going to quote the Iron Sheik.
I'm going to look at his wallet. I mean, his ID. Mm-hmm. Much older than I thought. What the fuck?
Hello.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm fine. Who is this?
This is the After Disaster, and you're on air with us. I have some terrible news to tell you.
Okay.
It's the weekend, and you have no wallet.
Oh, I left my wallet there?
Yes. How would you like me to rectify this? I can drop it off after the show if it's very important to you.
No, I'll come get it right now.
Are you going to come all the way back?
I only live about 2 miles from the 3 miles from the station. I'll be there.
It's like a 15-minute drive. Okay.
All right,
buddy. See you then. Bye. Open and honest, Mike Hathaway. Ask us anything. We'll answer both openly and honestly.
But that wasn't honest. He lives way more than 3 miles from the station.
He just wants to come back. I'm telling you, he planted it.
What's up?
Hey, how are you, man? What's up?
I'm doing pretty good. I got some random facts for you guys if you guys would like some bat.
Yeah, you could be the winner this week because we have none except for things that everyone else is talking
Wait,
about.
Wait, first you got to weigh in on the mugs.
I was thinking if you guys did wristbands like those, I Heart Boobs, that's pretty cheap and you could probably sell a bunch.
We'll
just buy a bunch that say the I Heart Boobs on it, and we'll, like, we do too.
Go 7-Eleven, just raise the price.
We just, like, scribble on a little extra message.
Buy 80 afterwards.
I can buy these for a dollar. Yeah, you can buy them here for $1.50.
So what you're saying is you won't buy a mug.
I would buy a mug. Or you guys can go to one of those painting places and paint some.
Color me mine.
There's like $40 for like one mug.
Yeah. We're going to do that ourselves, but in here. Yeah.
We're going to make the bucks, not some mimes.
I was hoping he'd say, no, I'm not going to buy one. And I know that all of us would think this, especially you, Mike. Yeah, you and I would be like, all right, we're not doing them. We're not going to make the bucks.
But this guy wants us to go to Color Me Mine and do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to open a business called Color My Mime. Mm-hmm. You can do it.
Just a bunch of French kids in there.
Interesting story.
Yeah. Marcel.
And someone's like, your business is causing a lot of ruckus. Next door. No, it's not.
What is your interesting story, sir?
Mimes, the silent killer.
Okay. Random facts. In 1975, Slang Dictionary defines gay cat as a hobo not wise to the ways of hobo life and considered unacceptable by his fellows.
I understood maybe a third of that.
Garfield?
Oh, I got that.
Is this a question? Is it a...
Oh, the people in jail will want our mugs so they can do it back and forth on the bars.
Then we got to make metal. Those are metal cups. Then
I barely know that you call those the people in jail, the booers. Stop it.
We need to make metal. We need to make metal Western jail.
Those are the Guantanamo
mugs.
That would be pretty sweet.
You know what? I want to get one.
Chisel the After Disaster into it.
Yeah, we'll carve it with a toothbrush.
Like a shiv that we create ourselves.
Why don't we sell shivs, you guys? We can buy those 99-cent toothbrushes. I'll bring a sander in here. Uh-huh. We file down the ends.
Why don't we break into the Los Angeles the Natural History Museum, steal some fossils, and make mugs out of those very old fossils?
Were you talking about 1975? What about Hitler's cat in 1975? Was it Hitler's cat? What'd you say?
Gay cat.
Mein feline.
Hobos who weren't accepted by other hobos.
Okay, I couldn't hear
gay
it because of my
cat?
Feline.
Is that what you said?
A gay cat was not...
A gay cat is Mike's pet.
I'm so lost.
Yeah, I'm lost
so
too.
Lost.
It's weird.
The gay
okay,
cat
I got, I got one that will make Mike have nightmares.
Lay it on us. Girls get older. No!
Girls age. Okay, what?
Okay. The human head remains conscious for 15 to 20 seconds after it has been decapitated.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, but I don't know if I buy that one. I think the eyes stay open.
I think some do and some don't. It depends on, like, kind of shape you're in.
Mike's is going to stay conscious for, like,
Why wouldn't
an hour.
It makes sense. Thanks for calling, man.
No problem.
Why wouldn't it? You know? That makes sense. Like, you don't get air for a few minutes. Maybe the shock is a bit much, but, I mean, for a few minutes forever. But, I mean, you can live by holding your breath.
I do have to say that that is very disturbing there. Because if somebody cut my head off and I see my head in the corner, like, oh, motherfucker.
No, you won't see your head.
Wouldn't they talk then?
You're going to see everything but your head. You
wouldn't they
that?
Go like, fuck?
Yeah, there's been reports. There's been accounts of people still speaking after that. You ever heard of that movie, Wolfen?
No.
I'm the only one who ever brings up Wolfen.
No.
God damn it.
By the way, that Western you recommended to me last week is not the one. That's a comedy.
Way to go, dumbass.
I was trying.
Because I went to buy it. It's a comedy.
I'm sorry. I told you I couldn't find a whole lot of information, but maybe it was that one.
I couldn't find
it.
Because
it's about twin gunslingers, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Your movie is made up in your head.
People need to watch Goon on Netflix. It's very funny.
Yeah, here's a interesting. I get emails from people who go to my site, AndersonCowan.com. Actually, I put up a new review for a TV series today. First time I've done that on
Which
my
one?
Site. First person. Errol Morris's first person. It's very interesting.
Errol Flynn?
Errol Morris's first person. Errol Morris.
Not familiar.
17 episodes. Each one's about a half hour, and he interviews all sorts of. Have you ever Errol Morris's movies, Thin Blue Line or yes. Mr. Death? He did a TV series where it was like mini documentaries where he's interviewing people with his in Terratron, where it's like his face is on. He invented this system where you're being interviewed by him and you're looking at the camera, but instead of seeing the camera, you're seeing his face projected on there from a monitor. He's sitting in the other room interviewing you, and the interviewer, the subject, forgets that he's talking to a camera, and he just thinks he's having a conversation with this guy, and that's why they open up so much.
Why doesn't he just go in the room with him?
Because he wants them staring right at the camera so that the viewer gets the sense that they're talking to them. He has a very unique style, and it's a very interesting. And his documentaries, I got really into it because I was reading a Chuck Klosterman essay where Klosterman was talking about the show. Here's one of the guys he interviews. He's considered one of the smartest men in the world. Crazy off the charts IQ. But he repeated the 12th grade. I think seven.
They should expand that chart.
He repeated the 12th grade 7 or 8 times just because he wanted to. He wanted to get it perfect. He was a crazy person. Then he went
eight
on.
8 years of his life?
The same guy went on.
I think it was more about fucking.
It's fascinating. No, he claims that he never did that. And then the same guy went on who
they
wants to be a millionaire.
The same age, man.
Who wants to be a millionaire, and he lost the $16,000 question. He lost by getting that one wrong. And he's spent his entire life since then pretty much trying to sue the show. Claiming that they wrongfully told him it was wrong. But very, really interesting. He talks to a scientist.
Positive review? What? Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
How disappointed are you that you didn't go see that?
You would like it. Oh, they interview. He interviews a woman, an author, who fell in love with and married not one but two serial killers. Two?
Nice. Yeah. She's a serial monogamist with serial killers.
The first one, she didn't know he was a serial killer until after the fact, and then she's like, "Oh shit, I'm married."
But she knew he
killer.
Was a piece of shit,
and
criminal,
then she,
right?
And then she fell in love with another one after the fact, and he went to jail. And they have footage of this guy singing to her in the courtroom. Oh, it's creepy. It was pretty sweet though.
Did they let him sing?
And then the judge is like, "We're not having you in here for this kind of tomfoolery."
Really? Funny.
You're giving us the business. I've heard like three different shows lately say giving the business. I think we've caused a renaissance in business giving.
He asked the serial killer, "Do you have anything you'd like to say to the state?" And he's like, "Yeah, yes, I do, Your Honor." And he stood up and then he just turned right to his new wife who met him in the courts, like, you know, after he was already arraigned, like in jail.
Wise
and then he started singing like, some kind of, it was something along those lines.
They're all like so stunned. They're like, "What the fuck?"
And it was like the really bad,
only
grainy footage.
Russian.
I love that song.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are
you? We have to finish it.
Falling in love and killing those 40 people with you.
Hey, how are you?
I got a question
for Mike. That's panties dropping across the nation so fast it sounds like applause.
Why do they sound like pancakes?
Are they dropping it on wet metal?
Wet metal coming this Sunday to the Troubadour.
From Fox, wet metal.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
It's about a cutlery store that with a leaky roof.
Roof. You also say roof weird.
Warm roof.
Warm roof.
What's happening?
Can I talk now?
No!
I don't know, man.
I don't know why you want
it. Okay. Open and honest for Mike.
He interrupted himself. That was kind of impressive.
And he didn't eat himself.
And he gets pissed at himself.
Open and honest. You can ask us anything, and we'll answer both openly and honestly.
Awesome.
This girlfriend that you terrified? Ex-girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would she happen to be the one that was on Ustream with you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What happened on Ustream, caller?
Nothing. I was showing them how... Oh, sorry. Caller.
Was she... What's your name, caller?
This is Marcus.
Oh, yeah. This is White Marcus. Hey, listen. What was she like? What was her demeanor like? Was she... Tyler, that's nothing. Was she... did she seem happy to be part of the stream?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, she...
You should call your thing the Ustream of Quranishness.
Tyler, don't speak when you have nothing to say.
I said words.
Quranishness, come on.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, my questions have been exhausted. Thanks, Marcus.
Yeah. I don't think he got anything out of...
He said yes. That.
Well, he violated the rule. You said he wanted new callers anyways.
Hey! Oh, you're on the app disaster. How are you? Thanks for blowing our brains out. Hi.
Thanks for calling us from deep space.
Deep space.
Hello.
Is this the Curiosity Rover?
Hey, you're on the after desk. Can anyone call in? Because I'm dumping these people. Is that bad? Is that bad?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
What's happening?
Hey, this is JB.
JB, what's happening?
You don't really talk like that, JB.
Yeah, Real Smith, shit.
Why is this JB music? I'm confused.
Because it's the all-American name.
I'm a new caller.
Oh, hey! How are you, JB? Welcome to the program. I don't know why you're patriotic. Jim Beam. But
Jack
how are
Black.
Things?
I'm in the same state. Yeah,
same state as what?
Kentucky.
Jim Beam.
Kentucky.
Jim Beam. Yeah.
Kentucky.
Tennessee.
Bourbon.
Do you call it Kentucky or Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky.
I like it.
Kentucky. We Kentucky.
I like it.
Like
yeah.
We can tuck our Tucky dicks
in that
belt.
Shirt.
Hey.
We can tuck our. I went like gentlemanly with tuck our shirts in.
So what's up, JB? How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm good. I just had a night off, and I just thought I'd call and say hey.
Hey.
Very good. Thank you.
You have anything you'd like to ask or add, or would you like to buy a mug? Are you interested in buying this mug?
Would you like to pre-order?
Yep.
Yeah, I'd buy a mug.
Yeah.
Sweet. How many?
People aren't like really excited about it. They're like, yeah, I'd buy a mug.
Yeah.
Like a charity.
I guess I could use another mug.
Mm. Yeah, something to put change in.
You got any socks?
I told you, it's not safe for the change, though.
We can sell socks.
After like a year, it's just a big ball.
We don't even make the drinking rotation. We just make the like, yeah, I'll put like knickknacks in it.
This mug That's is right. thing is going to be a fucking disaster.
I'll put my belly button lint in it.
Hey, what if we hire the guy that paints things with a penis to do the mugs? Have you seen that guy? This is like a world famous artist.
Why,
who
we hire ourselves?
Why are we cutting ourselves out of the deal? That guy's going
to
want more money than we're
cut
making.
It off.
Hey, here's
I just
the deal,
don't feel
buddy.
Like doing work.
We'll give you 50 cents a mug to paint it with your dick.
I don't feel like doing He's work, like, and my only the only solution I can think of is
the
if
burning in my pee hole alone doesn't make it worth it.
Penis painter comes in and does the work for us. That's the only
world
solution
famous?
I can think of. He is.
I've got
famous.
14 people in France that like me.
Oh, you know how I heard about him?
32 in England.
You know how I heard about him? Why am I sounding like I'm from Kentucky all of a sudden?
He's trying to get one fan from every single country. He's like, come on,
world
Zambia.
Famous.
Come on, Zambia.
I think it was Conan. Wasn't he on Conan?
No.
I think it was Conan.
I don't think so.
The new Conan.
I mean, he might have been on Bonin. I don't know if it was on
hey,
Conan.
Hey, did I tell you guys that I went
to... That was
to,
my top tier joke for
I went
night.
To a very, very upscale event
Penis
this evening
event?
At that Bulgari store in Beverly Hills on Rodeo Drive.
Bulgari?
And I wore shorts.
I think it's Bulgari.
And security didn't want to let me in. Did I already tell this?
No.
That's a photo on Twitter.
Yeah, security guy's like, no way. And I went, I'm a guest. And he's like... Too late.
Wait, start over. I wasn't listening to a thing you said.
I got
said.
Invited Sorry. To an art exhibit.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine's an artist.
Don't have to yell at
and
me.
She had a
Was it,
a
was it for the penis? Oh, wasn't the penis?
No, but it was at that store on the corner of Wilshire and Rodale.
Rodale?
Okay. Called B-V-L-G-A-R-I or something like that.
Bulgari.
Yeah.
Or Bulgari.
Of course,
know.
Guess what? It was 5 to 7. Guess what time I got there? 1 minute till 7.
Oh, of course. That's why he didn't
and
like
they
win.
Went, no, they
said, you're a little short on time.
And... Finally, the guy goes, I'm going to let you in, but you need to just act like I didn't let you in. And I was like, all right.
So essentially go in there and pretend like you snuck in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did.
Hey, Mike.
What's up?
Hey, do you still got that phone number that you were giving out on air?
No, that's long gone.
That was that was his bottom, I think.
But I text you one night.
I'm going to give this phone number out, though, in probably next Tuesday or next
really?
Thursday, I guess. Yeah, because I'm getting a new phone number.
Why? Oh. So soon.
New phone number.
But why?
Fresh start.
Fresh start.
Already? How long did you have the last phone number for?
At least a year.
That's it?
Why is it a 424?
I don't know.
It's very upsetting.
This time I'm going to ask for something different.
Get like a 69.
Wait, why do you change your number so often?
Can I have a two-digit area code, please?
Just start over, you know? Start over new people.
I've had the same number for like 15 years.
Yeah, some people have. Some That's people weird. Have had it for longer than that.
I'd freak out if I lost
Here's a fun fact. Some people have had the same number for years.
Fun fact.
That's that. You want to get any votes for that? See,
I would get a lot of votes for that.
I think we need the vote so that we have motivation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Votamation.
Tyler.
What?
You're getting rusty. Very rusty.
I'll give you a rusty.
Hey, how about this? As soon as Catherwood walks in, the show abruptly ends.
Oh, as soon as he walks in.
As soon as he walks in, click. Done.
No, when he walks in, just say, just kidding.
Hey, JB, thanks for calling, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, thank you very much.
I like JB. JB, call back.
JB, please, I know that it's like late where you are, but try and call back again sometime.
I know we just...
Five after four.
Wait, you're still there?
Jesus Christ.
I know. You know what I like the best about it is? I thought you just hung up on him, and we're like, please call back. And I was like, yeah, he was just on the line 10 seconds ago. Hey, this is a great call. Please call back.
For the next. JB knows what I mean.
Thank you.
All right, look forward to the mug.
Okay.
Yep, as soon as we get your
look forward to the mug that you're going to buy. Yeah.
As soon as we get your PayPal number, yours is a mug. And hey, by the way, if it's taken us like 7 months to paint fucking mugs, how long is it going to take us to ship them?
And that's one of the biggest problems that I've had so far. In the quick disclaimer, the mugs aren't really on their way, but I know where I'm getting them. I know I've lied twice now in this episode.
Why don't we get one of those?
Lips keep touching this.
Why don't we get somebody that needs money to come in here and ship all that stuff for us?
Yes.
We give them like $20 an hour.
No. We do a live remote from the post office, and we just one of us.
No, this is a terrible idea.
We just drop them straight in. They go down the line, and we just put them straight in the mail.
Listener Creepy on the message
board.
I
love Listener Creepy.
Thank you for giving me the guy, the wiener painter's name. His name is Picasso. Yes.
No,
Picasso is his name. And I don't know how I heard of him, but I have twice.
Let's
two different
see how
times.
Many followers he has on Twitter.
Look up Picasso. He was on Tosh. That's what it was. Tosh and Conan O'Brien apparently are the same person in my head these days. But he gave him a painting that he painted of Tosh with his penis.
And did Tosh lick it? Probably.
And apparently I mentioned him on about episode 30 after I saw him on Tosh.0. So, yes, dementia is coming early.
I don't like anything about that. I don't like getting paint on my penis. I also don't like the
receiving
fact that there's...
How often have you gotten paint on your penis?
There's a goddamn art store on every corner that sells paint brushes. You know what I mean? Like, why do you think...
You know, there's no need to do that?
Hey, guess what? Your fingers would make better brushes than your penis would. Like, does he have a little low easel?
I don't think he's doing it because he thinks the penis is a great painting implement, Mike.
You know what?
Why is he doing it?
I wonder where that Picasso like went wrong in his life, or like that. He's no, like, this is gonna be my thing. Turn your mic off while you talk to the.
Yeah.
Please turn your mic off.
You know what he probably did to be funny? He probably dipped his penis and his balls in paint and pushed it against the wall, and then went, I think I'm onto something.
He must have like had a moment where he's like, I got to do something for money.
Yeah.
And it probably started with, I'm going to paint mugs.
And I don't want to be in a regular job.
Right.
I got a penis.
Mm-hmm.
I got a can of paint.
See where we're going here, listeners, is we're going to do at least a dab with our penises on the mugs. We're going to have to now.
A dab.
The bottom underneath is just going to have dabs.
And then we get three dabs. We get found out for being frauds because somebody notices there's fingerprints on them. Your penis has a fingerprint?
Show's over.
Hey! Oh,
hey, brother dogs! Stanley, careful! Creatures. Stanley almost got killed. Almost sliced in half.
Right off?
Yeah, almost guillotined. You know what? I was just thinking earlier today, I was going to ask how your dogs are. Mike came in here with Coco. Hi, Coco.
Hi, buddy.
Coco's a good dog. Hey. Good
Why don't
dog.
You hold Coco up for the viewers at home?
Mike, quick question. Open and honest question, Catherine. You were at home for how long?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Long enough did you touch yourself?
I did not.
Good job, buddy. Hey, for Mike, huh? Play the applause. Good job.
I liked how upset he was when we called. Who is this?
Yeah, who is this?
It's the aftersessor. Oh, hey.
See you, buddy.
Thank you.
Sorry, man. Thanks for coming back. I could have dropped it off at your house.
Say bye, Coco.
I would have demanded to come in, though, and got the grand tour. I would have demanded to stay for a while, watch TV with you. Yeah, you would have been very upset.
No, I'm hanging out with the Iron Sheik.
Are you?
He's at my house.
I asked you how long before you made an Iron Sheik reference.
You're right. It's all off mic, so no one can hear. Off mic, get it? Mic's off. All right.
What is this?
It says Carano loves Anderson.
Why?
It's some work that I want Carano to do at his leisure. It's that I finally found that, and we'll talk about it off the show. Anyways, hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you, caller? Tyler, do your job. Stop talking to Mike. Hi, how are you?
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen. You're very drunk?
No, I'm very tired.
Oh, come on now, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You're breaking Toronto's heart here with being the fourth dude in a row.
You're tired. I walked all the way to the goddamn Hollywood sign today. I almost had a heart attack. Almost
he was motivated, though, because he was falling.
It was 100 degrees out.
He was falling. Young tail. What's that?
He's the reason I keep remembering Randolph Mantooth.
I heard nothing. I heard Randolph Mantooth. Oh, you were?
Randolph Mantooth.
What in God's name is that?
The He-Man Woman Haters? What's happening?
No.
Wait, what's happening?
That Lauren Dowd's a looker, huh? What?
Nice.
Where did that come from?
Wait, who are we talking to?
Nothing. I thought we were throwing out random facts.
The show's died. We
I
should have done
we
that thing.
We were throwing out
when
random
Catherwood
facts.
Came in here. We were going to just hang up. And I mean, end the show. What's going on? Who's Randall Mantooth, and why are we talking about him
Randolph.
In slow motion?
There's a
what
chopper
did this
overhead,
guy say when
too,
he first
by the way.
Answered the phone?
He's a gentleman.
It was when you called Toronto a name dropper, and so right at the last second, he dropped Randolph Mantooth.
Who is that?
Are we doing a new segment called
What the
Refresh
Fuck?
Our Memories about stuff that already happened? Randolph Mantooth was in a TV show called Emergency 51.
Never heard of it.
Was it like that? Was that Adam show?
Adam 12?
Yeah.
One Adam 12.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? You're the last call of the night.
Bum, 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 bum.
God. This is the worst episode we've ever done, I think, right? We all have to agree on that. Can we agree on that?
No, it's not the worst.
Oh, it's the worst.
When you're listening to Back at the Gym tomorrow,
someone's shooting lasers.
I don't listen. I listen.
That means you go to the gym once.
Is the listener doing this?
I think so.
Yeah, it's got a little rhythm to it. I like it.
I'll give him some rhythm.
What is it, though? What's the noise?
I think you just... Tyler, stop it. Tyler, that... All right, you want to hear about my car insurance fury? Can we all get on board with that we should be furious about this kind of thing?
On board.
All right, Jillian needed her car insurance card for her work, and she called me up when I was at home. She's like, hey, I can't find it. They need it right now because she drives for her work a lot. She houses the homeless, by the way. She does the Lord's work. She works very hard. And she has to use her own car. So it was fairly important they needed her insurance. All right. Because of a series of circumstances, which gave me good credit and a lot of credit, I am the one who essentially bought her car even though she makes the payments. But my name is on the title. Which is kind of nice. Anytime I want, I can call the cops and be like, yeah, my car was stolen. I saw a dark-haired pretty girl
that's pretty
driving
nice.
Away.
Sweet. Any way you can set up your wife, Tyler?
She is not on the lease for our apartment, so
oh,
we can just kick her out.
Boot her ass out!
Well, there's a lot of energy behind that,
Mike. There's a woman staying in my house.
After my weekend, I'm like, get rid of all these
get
women!
Get these crew bitches out of our lives.
Also, I bought her insurance, like 6 months worth. I just put it all on my credit card, so it's my name bought it, but it's the policy is hers, okay? And she pays me monthly for it just because she doesn't have a credit. All that aside, I mean, the point that I'm making here is my name's on the car. It's my name is the one that bought the car insurance.
Yeah.
She needed the insurance immediately. I called my broker guy. He's on vacation. So I called the insurance company directly and get some fucking guy on the phone who's just, you know, doing as he's told. It's not his fault, but he's part of the fucking machine.
Is this a major insurance company?
It's down in San Diego. That's all I know. I'm not going to get into details. But
Allstate?
No. So I call him up and I say, here's the deal. All I have, I never got the new one because we really never did. We never got it. We paid for a 6 month policy and never got the thing emailed to us or even in the mail. If we did, I never saw it.
You just want the card, right?
I just want the card to be emailed to me so she can show proof of insurance got to it. Her work. I tell this to the guy and he says, well, she needs to call us. And I say, listen.
You're like, hold on, I'll get her.
Hello.
I said, listen, I'm the one who told him everything I told you guys. And he goes, that doesn't matter. We need to have her on the phone. I said, well, all I need is the card. I have the old card right in front of me. Nothing is going to change. Then he says, yeah, but you can't have that information. I'm like, here's the deal. I already have that information. I have her VIN number, and I can read it to you right now. I have her address because you know what? I live at that address. I have her policy number, which is going to stay the same. The only thing that's going to change is the date. Yeah, I can't do that. I said, why not? Because you could have her. Then you'll have her sensitive information. I'm like, yes, but I already have it. Aren't you understanding? We went back and forth for 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I said, I just want you to say, this is a ridiculous policy. This is a ridiculous – he kept saying that's company policy. I'm like, but why? What is going to happen? You'll have her information. I'm like, I'm telling you. And we just kept going in circles. I'm like, yep. Just tell me this is fucking ridiculous. Sorry I cussed. tell me that we should not be living like this. I paid for the car. I paid for it. Yes, but it's in her name, and you might have her information. I have the information already.
Yeah.
The only thing that's going to change is the date. And he goes, no, I understand. I think it's a good policy because I want to want a stranger to have my information.
Yeah. He, you know what he is? He's a dullard. He's an imbecile. He's a guy that can't comprehend common sense and logic, and all he's doing is repeating himself because he's a fucking retarded.
And I'm like, I'm going to continue to yell.
Insurance company.
He could have hung
up. It's the same thing with Earthlink. It was the exact same thing. And I don't want this service anymore. Can I interest you in our premium service?
Yeah, that was awful.
No, I don't want this
service. Because you were moving. Like, you couldn't even get it if you wanted it, right?
And I was like, I don't want it. I'd like to end it right now, immediately. Well, can I tell you about our premium service? No, you can't. Okay, our premium service provides you a 256.
They have to do that. They could be fired if not.
Yeah,
but I'm like, hey, let me talk to your supervisor. Let me talk to the guy above you. He's like, there is no one. I'm like, there's no way. You're the brains of the organization
the
over there. There's no way.
You're Johnny Allstate.
I said, tell me what information I could get. He's like, her policy number. I'm like, you want it? I can give it to you right now because I have it in front of me. I'm not going to get it. Anything I don't already have. There's no common sense here. None. I was so pissed.
Were you in private when you were having this argument?
I was in my office. I felt like a man.
Yeah, good. Good move. Good move.
I was swiveling in my chair.
Can you imagine if they developed some way to hurt people through the phone? How many people would be
in people
trouble?
Would die? There was that movie, that really bad movie back in the 70s.
You could make people listen to the show over the phone.
It was called Bells, I think. And a guy developed a way that, like, you call some, like, a serial killer was out there, and he developed a way that was so ridiculous. You could kill people by crank calling them, and they pick it up, and, like, some kind of wire in their phone electrocutes them and kills them. I think it was called Bells.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, am I the only one that totally disregards when the news has these power warnings, like, try not to use your air conditioning from 5 till 7?
No, everyone does. That's
and
why.
I'm like, fuck this, full blast.
Hey, you're the poster child for why.
Drain the fucking grid, man.
Anderson, have you been hearing those promos on K-Rock that
I don't listen to K-Rock
going
ever.
Going to San Francisco.
No, really? They're using that song from the 80s? Yeah.
I think about you every time.
I like how we laid claim to it.
It's ours.
Let's see if Flapper's back, if Mr. Flapping on the phone, guys.
Hello, says. Flapper.
That's you, Tyler. Oh, he's back. I like it. See, I was hoping to tell my Fury story while this just went on in the background. Because I like it. It's soothing.
Hold on, we're having a jam.
Any of your drops. It's kind of hard to do that with. What's this guy's name? Jules Asner or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
What's this? Gary Jules Asner.
I don't know. I'm the worst with names. All right. Reggie's here, and he's approaching the board.
He looks
approaching
different.
Approaching Tyler.
He looks different.
He shaved his mustache.
Oh, that's what it is.
And he got a very short haircut.
Are we on speaker?
Yeah, Tyler's doing that thing where he leaves the phone, the microphone on. I asked Reggie why he shaved his mustache. Time for a change. Oh my God, I can see that.
What if Reggie came in with
him? Change.
What if he came with a mohawk?
That'd be sweet.
What if he came with a thin mustache and a mohawk?
It appears as though Reggie's... No? Okay, I thought he was coming in here. If this is the new Fandangle thing that you kids are getting into, making fucking instruments by through your phone, I'm not into it.
Why are we listening to it then if we're not into it?
I mean, I kind of like it now. But I mean, if people are going to make full songs with this, I'm not going to buy it. I won't support that. Hell no.
Did you see what Beck did with his new album?
No, but my good friend is very good friends with him now.
So
weird.
He released his new album, but here's the catch. And people think it's great and artistic, and I disagree. It's just the sheet music. You can record it yourself. Here's the whole album.
Wait, he didn't actually release any music?
Nope. That's
kind of cool.
It's the sheet music with the lyrics. And here it is.
Oh, wait. Wait, he didn't perform it?
No. No.
I love that.
No.
That is awesome.
It's the sheet music with a lyrical sheet accompanied. There's 12 songs.
And that is pretty fucking cool.
There it is.
Pretty much what he's saying.
Did people know this ahead of time, or did people go and buy the album at the store and then they opened it up?
I don't know. You got to look it up online or something, but that's
what
he did.
You know what he's saying? He's saying that you guys are going to steal this anyway, so why don't you do the work?
Yeah,
I wrote the song.
Somebody was telling me that's the coolest, most innovative thing I've seen.
I think it's awesome.
And I was like, there's no work. And they're like, he wrote the song. I go, okay, I agree. There's work.
There's a lot of work.
But the harder part of actually selling it and having emotion.
The tangible
in it,
stuff
yeah,
that you steal.
And spending hours and hours and hours and hours in a studio, like,
he does it for himself
the sound.
In the shower. He does it for himself in the shower. You know what else? I like that. It's
that's
also
like going,
saying,
hey, come see my new movie. Here's the script.
No, it's different.
No, it's exactly the same.
Kind of similar.
It's exactly the same.
Very
the next new album will be 108 pages long. His 11th record will not be issued on CD, vinyl, or MP3.
You know what's really cool, though? Like, if you love Beck and you're a musician,
oh, yeah.
And you can read and you can read the music. What?
I'm sure.
Hey, there's our guy.
Our guy, who you reminded us of Beck because you sounded like him.
I'm sure there will be if not dozens, hundreds of people recording each song and putting them up on YouTube and stuff. None of which I'll listen to, but still.
If you're a Beck. I don't know why ever. It seems like everything he says that he should like end it with a hang up, but he hasn't.
Don't sing that.
You know
about,
what I mean?
Yeah. If you sang that about
you
the
guys
president,
suck.
We'd all have some trouble.
I like that he did that. I think it's awesome.
I don't dislike that he did it, but I thought it's definitely.
I like that Randy Travis tried to buy cigarettes naked.
Randy Travis passed out in his Trans Am naked.
I don't know about redneck things. I don't know what you guys are
Randy Travis is a good man.
That would be a random fact. Maybe we can do. So, you guys in for random facts next week?
I'll tell you a random fact about Randy Travis. Mm-hmm. I went to see him in concert. Did we already discuss this? And he shakes every lone person in the arena. An arena.
Like he finds
arena.
The lonely people?
He walks the front of the stage and people line up and come up in groups and he shakes every single person's hand that wants to walk to the front and they leave everything open. You can come from the upper level. I saw him in the San Diego Sports Arena, probably 12,000 people in there. People lined up and came from every direction during the entire two-hour show and walked to the front of the stage. He shakes everyone's hand.
While performing?
Yes. You know, while singing, he's walking the front of the stage shaking hands. It never
do
stops.
They move you along? Like there's security?
No, people are gentlemanly. People are polite. No one hangs. They shake his hand and they tip their hat to him and they walk back to the seat. I swear to God, my friend Dave and I were like, it was amazing.
Cordless mic?
It was amazing, yeah. It was incredible.
He's just like, up there like, boom, skating, boom,
yes.
Nice to meet you.
There was a point where he had, like, two songs in, he had probably shaken 250 hands. And we were like, this can't go on the whole show.
Shook.
And we stayed for the whole show specifically to see if he did it, and he did it.
Did you shake his hand?
No, we didn't
what?
Do
you
it.
You didn't shake
his
hand.
I know.
Liar!
I'm an idiot.
There's reports that Teddy Roosevelt, because I read that The Rise of Teddy Roosevelt, very good biography, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like 800 pages, but... Gets them up to the presidency.
If it's like four pages, I'd say it's a great biography.
Really, really good, though. The Rise of Teddy Roosevelt. There's been a lot of talk of Scorsese doing the movie for a long time.
And did you guys see the picture of DDL as Lincoln?
No.
It looks pretty sweet.
No.
It's his nose is what it makes him look like, because it's the nose attachment. Hey, listen, DDL, the Daniel Day-Lewis as Lincoln is what
when does that movie come out?
Tomorrow.
I think by the end of the
year. When does The Master come out?
It comes out September. Want to go see it together and hold a hand?
Yes. By the way, you know they had a Stanley Kubrick screening in Santa Monica.
Yeah, and then he screened
like
it
one night only. And Paul Thomas Anderson came out and said, "We're going to show The Master afterwards." And
if
they
you want to stick around,
yeah.
Oh my God, can you?
But
imagine?
But he wouldn't shake anyone's hand.
Yeah.
So
can you imagine
reports of Teddy Roosevelt?
That would be in the parking lot
shaking
fun,
hands in front of the White House with anyone who wanted to do it, and standing there for like 7 hours or something. That's back in the old days. You want to shake the president's hand?
Yep.
Yeah, just go stand in line tomorrow.
Not only
He'll
that,
be out there shaking hands.
Back in those
now
days,
you can't even go see a dead president in a casket.
You
can't even see him.
Can't even
he's
get
in
to
a
him.
Casket. You can't even get to him. Can't even get to him.
Nope.
When
you
got to
wait in line 12 hours.
At Moore Park City College. What the fuck has this world become? That was
who
Roosevelt.
Are you trying to see?
Not Roosevelt. Reagan.
Yeah.
You tried to
see him? Oh, I did too.
Mike and I both did. We didn't know each other at the time.
I sat in my car for probably 5.5 hours. And I got there, and I parked, and I took the tram in, and the line was still another 8 hours.
It was like 7 in the morning by the time you got there, right?
I left at 1.
Did you just want to see a dead president?
No, you don't get to see
him.
You don't
see
get to see shit.
Fucking
you
box,
a box
with the American flag on it.
So
once I had
I was being dragged there by a friend.
5.5 hours to get there. Once I had parked, I got on the shuttle, which was an hour, and they said it's an 8-hour wait in the line. And I got right back on the bus, went back to my car, and drove home pissed. Daniel Day, I want to see that movie. Back in the day, if it was raining out, people would pull their cars into the White House and park under the awning.
Really?
Swear to God. That's what I read, actually. I can't swear to God on
how
that one.
How big is that awning? Why are they so afraid of the rain?
If they
live in D.C., they should be used to the rain.
The public would regularly picnic on the grounds of the White House. Mm-hmm. It was a public...
Leave the trash there?
It was a
say,
public...
Say, fuck America! Hey... Caller, can I get a, what was the guy's name that we were just talking about that shakes everyone's hand?
JB.
No.
I forgot. Randy Travis.
Can I get a fuck Randy Travis?
Fuck Randy Travis.
I ran it with you. Get off the phone.
Thanks,
I like
man.
That guy.
All right, that's it, right? Play the
that's
song.
Totally
play
it.
The
music. All
right. Where is it?
What the hell is this show worthwhile? Crew Bitch, I hope she listens. Hope we got a new listener. If you know Crew Bitch.
You
know what? That's
imagine.
A possibility.
I can't
somebody
imagine
might know Crew Bitch.
How embarrassed you're going to be. If she points at
you. You know what? If you know Crew Bitch, somebody might, especially in today's small world with Facebook and all this and that. If you know Crew Bitch, mention to her that you shouldn't get mad at people laughing at gyms. They're not laughing at you. How creeped out would she be?
But how really creeped out would she be if she finds out you're listening to yourself and laughing at yourself?
Well, everyone else already knows that now. Oh, yeah. I almost wanted to chase her down and throw and, like, rewind and have her listen to your entire joke. If that were to happen to you, and somebody would be like, oh, no, I'm not laughing at you, I'm listening to something, you'd be like, oh, that's funny, that's weird. I thought you were laughing, you'd make a joke or something, right? Because you're a normal person. Well, you're not.
And then if they go, and I go, what are you listening to? And they go, oh, me talking. It's cracking me up.
I'm talking about how I tried to go see Reagan.
Hey, what the fuck is that?
Oh, no, I knew you'd get mad at that. I don't know.
What?
That's terrible.
That's terrible. That's me and my niece. Go
I
back.
Know. I don't like it. No, Mike's just going to get really uncomfortable. I'm just on the message boards, and there's a picture of Mike and his niece on the stream, and someone took a screenshot.
No, I did a Ustream broadcast,
and of course,
they jumped on my lap.
Making comments now that it's an incriminating and inappropriate picture with Mike and a very young girl.
He's fucking four.
I know. That's why you're going to be mad now. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this.
Alright. I'm gonna tell you right now, whoever put that up, take it fucking down now, or I swear to God.
You're gonna be the first one on Deadliest Cast.
You fucking idiot.
Oh, it's just a picture of you and your daughter, nephew, daughter. Niece. Your niece. That's what happens.
Take it down.
I can't. I have no control of it. Oh no, this is getting uncomfortable.
Hey Scott, can you pull that shit down? Hey, I want to see what douchebag posted that. Seriously.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I'm not... This is so uncomfortable for me. I'm on there. I'm going on. It's incredibly uncomfortable. Tyler, help me. Help me, Tyler!
I don't know.
Just say you're going to take it down.
I don't know if I have the ability to.
And there it is. But I don't know if he was the first one to post it. No, I don't know if he's the first one to post it. Guys, don't fuck around, honestly. If you listen to the show and you like Mike, don't do that. It's crossing a line, guys, all right? Crossing a line.
That's so, a good way to not get a mug.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to get a mug for you. Mike's not really mad, and he doesn't smoke or drink, so nothing's going to calm his nerves except for talking.
He's
going
to have to leave another note on his neighbor's door.
Oh, no. I'm going to pull a Rebecca with you right now, Mike. Don't get mad. Stop it. I'm going to tell you to never talk to me again. Storm out and make you pay for my gas on the way home. Oh, no. Mike, why are you so disengaged on your phone? This is really uncomfortable. Are we on video still? Because someone's talking about my shirt being open. Are we on video? Tyler's completely checked out.
Yeah, we're on video.
Are we really on video?
Yeah.
Why are we on video? I thought Rune took it down and left. Oh, God. This is horrible.
Well, now it's gone, but Ryan Noki needs to take it down.
It's all gone. Mike, it's all gone. Everyone took it down. They respect your wishes.
No, fuck that asshole.
Oh, no, no. But I don't know if that's... It's all right. Everything's taken care of. Everyone knows. All right. We're good? Everyone good?
No, we're not good.
What are you doing? Who are you texting? What's happening? Are you tweeting that you're mad?
No, I'm going to find out who that fucking cocksucker was and put that up there. And you can go, you can suck my dick, you fucking asshole. I'm going to block you on every possible venue I can, and I'm going to put your fucking name out there so that people know what a fucking piece of shit you are.
Shit did just get real, random guy. Did.
That bit at the end with Mike sounded like a drop.
In fact, I will pay a private investigator $2,500 to figure out who you are, you stupid cock.
Okay. Cunt would have worked better there. I'm just saying. Oh, I didn't talk about my new invention of argument and how you can get your black belt in arguing. We'll talk about that later.
I want to hear it.
Show's over! Show ended on an incredibly uncomfortable note. Good night.
That's what you get for browsing the message boards, Anderson.